Thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2026. Good morning. It's a rainy day out there. So wake up. We have a little rain going, but it's still going to be when you're waking up and standing up, it's a great day. 7:05 in the morning, and news at top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, sitting out in your car.
Good morning.
This morning.
Yeah.
You say you get better reception out in the car than you do in here.
Yeah.
No.
It's just certain days, though. It's weird.
Rainy days. Could be. So, what national day is it today?
National Shut-In Visitation Day.
Oh, okay. Cool.
National Peppermint Patty Day.
From Peanut?
No, the food.
Or Snoopy. No, Peanuts. From the Peanuts. National Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, you know, like
the candy?
The cookie.
Oh, but it's also a character in Peanut. Mm-hmm. Peppermint Patty.
Yep.
Hangs around with somebody. Okay.
It's National Inventor's Day, too.
Inventor's Day?
Yep.
Well, that's because Thomas Edison was born this day in 1847.
Yes, he was.
How about that? So was Jennifer Aniston. Let me see. Nelson Mandela released from prison after 27 years in South Africa in 1990. And Whitney Houston died today in 2012. Today, rain, mostly before 2 p.m., high near 66. Chance of precipitation, I would say, is 100%. I'm saying that because it's been raining all night. The rain out there where you live all night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Might get a quarter of an inch tonight, 40% chance of rain, mainly before 10 p.m. But Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 64 and a low around 39 tomorrow night. The Friday, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny. Go Red Luncheon, so it'd be a nice time. It's out at Wind River. The Thursday night, mostly clear. Friday, like I said, a 20% chance of rain in the evening. Saturday, chance of rain. Sunday, rain. Monday, Washington's birthday, is going to be rain. And it clears up, starts clearing up around Tuesday when it has, starts getting just cloudy with a high near 51 on Tuesday. The lows are going to be, on Monday night in the mid 30s. So just kind of be aware of how the temperature is going to be getting colder in the evening, but not tonight. Tonight it's going to be around 42. And the weather reports, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Been in the business 30 years, close to 30 years. Started by Chuck and Judy Kenny, and the whole family works in there, in the business. Well, three generations do. At Shasta Gas Propane. Thoroughly endorse them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. We have a few things going here. Let me see. Okay. Appears our measles epidemic here in Shasta County has confirmed 8 cases in Shasta County, more than half of the state's 17 reported infections. However, County Health Officer Dr. James Mu provided an update. And what he says is the cases were expected because they involve close family members and close neighbors. So this expansion in confirmed numbers does not pose a threat to the public at the current moment. And these locations and time frames are still the same. If you have additional confirmed cases outside of family members and close neighbors, then we will provide more information. The most important thing is the vaccine does prevent measles. It is not too late if you're not fully vaccinated against measles, so get vaccinated. We think of measles as not being very serious, and in fact hasn't even been a part of our lexicon for decades. But now measles are back for a variety of reasons. Part of it, I guess, could be for vaccinations. Part of it is coming across the, international flight where they said that one was at the airport and then at Disneyland at Goofy's Kitchen. How did they get measles at Goofy's Kitchen?
I mean, you're going there to have fun, you know, and then you get...
You get measles. Well, measles have just in, back in the 16, 1700s, wiped out... really thoroughly decimated Native American tribes when they came into contact with trappers and travelers and stuff who had measles, and measles had never been part of their lifestyle, and so people can die from measles, and it's hard to believe that because when I was a kid, and I'm somewhat older than you. The parents of one of the kids had measles, everybody else went over and visited them and got measles too. And, you were in bed for a few days and that was it. And you have these spots all over you and you itched. It's a lot like having, what chiggers are?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like you walked into a nest of chiggers there, little red spots on your body. Okay. So we have 8 cases here. So I would just say is if you haven't been vaccinated, it might be a good chance to go down and get your measles vaccination right now. What else? Okay. The Nancy Guthrie case, as you know, she was taken over a week ago. And they detained a guy and pulled him over at a traffic stop, but he has been released. And the FBI has released a doorbell footage from the night she disappeared. It's been almost 2 weeks, showing a masked armed person at that. Have you seen those photos?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's wearing a mask. He's got a backpack on. He's wearing a gun in a holster right in front, right above like his belt buckle. Or on his belt buckle, right in front. And, they said the gloves appeared to be not the skin-tight gloves, like the latex gloves. Didn't appear to be like that. They were just kind of like big gloves. And so now they're thinking, was this some kind of a robbery or somebody going in to burgle the house and it turned bad? So, and frankly, they don't, they may have more leads now because of the photos there. And the fact is that they can use AI and other of their means to kind of, look at the ridges in the face and start getting an idea of what the person looks like. However, still nothing. They haven't heard anything, it appears, on Nancy Guthrie. I think she's, 84? Yeah. So let's take a quick break. That's bad news. We come back, let's talk about the Olympics and how that's going. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This February,
share the love and win big
at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our $35,000 Share the Love Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play or cash.
It's simple.
Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily.
Every 200 points gets you an entry.
Drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Final drawing February 26th,
where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500.
Fall in love with winning.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. Today, the 11th of February, 7:18 in the morning, 49 degrees out there and raining. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. If anybody knows windshields, it's Jeff Wurst. He's been to all the professional schools. He has been doing it for over 20 years, and he guarantees his work. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. And he does great work. He has worked on our cars and trucks for, gosh, years. He fixed a 8-inch crack on the windshield of my F-150, and it lasted for 16 years. 16 years. And you still couldn't see it. Still couldn't see it 16 years later. That's great work. If you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV in for a free inspection and analysis, and then get your windshield repaired by a master repair specialist? You're not going to be disappointed. Give them a call, 530-241-8373, or drop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And medals. Breezy Johnson won a gold medal after winning the women's downhill on February 8th. Let's just kind of go down the list here. Winter Olympics has never been, I think we've had good years there, but they've never been like the Summer Olympics. But our figure skating team won team gold on also on February 8th. For the first time in decades, we have a silver medalist by the name of Ben Ogden for the men's cross country sprint classic. A bronze medalist, Jackie Wiles and Paula Malzahn, celebrate with their first finals on the podium after winning the women's team combined. And then silver medalist Alex Hall celebrates on the podium after he won the freestyle skiing men's final. And let me see. Oh, curling. Why is it curling? Everybody looks at it and thinks, I could do that.
I don't know.
Have you? You know what curling is, right?
Yeah, when they throw the
that little rock. Yeah, that round thing. It's, yeah. It's like shuffleboard on ice.
Yep.
And you watch them, and they're down there. You know, I mean, these people are focused. They come down there, and then they're in there with their little scrubbers, going like crazy. Anyway, we won the silver medal on for the curling mixed doubles, and that was Corey Thies and Corey Dopkin. Kind of strange. They both have the same name. Okay, who else we have here? Bronze medalist Ashley Falkwitson winning the bronze in the luge women's singles. That's where you lay on that piece of plastic, facing your feet going downhill, and you're going at what 430 miles an hour down the down this. It's ice tunnel. And the only thing that's showing, you've got the little head, and they can, I guess they can adjust. But it goes down to hundreds of seconds. And she won the bronze. How do you get into luge?
That's a good question.
You know, I know about, you know, I can understand loogies, because, you know, loogie. But luge. And then they have, I guess, doubles, where they together, and they one's on top of the other. Look in there and look at doubles.
I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, but I think they're facing downhill then, but I'm not sure. Why don't you look that up? I am not an expert on luge. And then we had a silver medalist, a guy named Ron Cochran Seigel.
They're like on top of each other.
Yeah, and Super G. Okay, so are they on top of each other facing downrange, facing down the hill?
Their feet are facing down. They're both, okay. Both their heads are facing.
Okay. Like, so their feet are going downhill, and one lays on the other?
Yeah. Basically, it just looks like one's laying on the luge, and then the other one's just laying on top of him, but the top of his head is, like, right at his chin.
Wow. I wonder who... I guess it would be the top guy that would be doing the steering, but maybe not. Maybe it's the bottom guy.
I don't know, because it looks like the top guy is the one that holds them. To push down, you know.
Oh, okay.
On the side,
got it.
And the bottom guy's holding on to it.
How do you get into that? Are you a single loser? And then you go, gosh, I'm not doing
too
good.
You probably have. You can't be very, you know, big, and you probably can't be very long.
Well, I think you've got probably an optimum size for this, but just the going in the toboggan. I saw a video the other day of toboggans in the. I think world championships, not the Olympics, but the American team, you know, the four-man bobsled, three of them did not make it into the bobsled, you know, when they take off.
Yeah.
One guy trips and tries to get in, and the other two can't hang on, and they all three of them get off. And the driver looks back once over his shoulder. And then it was a rough race.
Yeah.
A rough race for the guy.
It would be really dangerous for them if they don't know how to brake.
Well, yeah.
And luckily, he knew how to brake.
Yeah. But. On that, and then, but they weren't the only ones. There were several other teams that had people. One guy came in upside down and rode upside down the whole race. And when he got down to the bottom, he turns around and the driver gets up and smacks him in the helmet. It was funny. But they, you know, when you see, it's not funny if they come off during the race. I mean, now here they come down without a bobsled. Go on. And and you're looking also when they're doing these downhills, the speed they're generating on these downhills. And then Linda saw the biathlon for the first time. And it was a woman's biathlon where they're going around the course. And they come in at one part in the course and shoot a .22 rifle that they carry with them the whole course. And, I mean, after imagine this. Your heart's pumping, your adrenaline, and and all this physical activity to cross-country ski. This isn't like downhill skiing. This is cross-country skiing.
That's not easy.
No, and they come wheeling up there. And the first one, they do prone, shooting a .22 rifle, and jump up and keep going. The second time they come around, they have to fire from the offhand. They're standing up with the rifle and firing offhand. And they are hitting these targets 5 out of 5 times. 5 shots, 5 hits. Little round metal targets. And it's really extraordinary to watch them when they're coming in there. Sometimes they miss. But see, the faster they shoot, and if they get all 5, then they're gone again. They've got to keep shooting until they get all 5 down. So
yeah, and that was the sport that the guy made the headlines.
The biathlon?
Yeah, the guy that came out after his teammate won, he came out and about cheating on his girlfriend. And
He
was a biathlete.
I read about that. So when they were interviewing him,
yeah,
he talked about cheating on his girlfriend.
Yeah, something he had already talked to her about, and it happened months ago, but he's just like...
He thought he had to tell the whole world?
Yeah.
Then that explains the headline I saw. Norwegian skier's girlfriend responds.
Yep.
That must be. Did you see her response?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's in there. I don't know if we need to find it right now. There's also been some talk about people that are saying things about America and they're representing us there. One guy did a 180. He said, I was misunderstood, and I love America, and I'm here. America's not perfect, but I love being represented in America. And then one of the ice skaters, Amber Glenn, is that her name? I think she's gay, and she said how they were lost rights and all these things, and she didn't say which rights that gay people had lost. I'm not clear what gay rights have been trampled on, considering that there's 61 other nations that are in the Olympics that have made homosexuality illegal, and you can be punished by death in some of them.
Yeah.
You might want to take a look and see just really, really how bad America is when you're talking about these things on the world stage, which, you've earned your right to be up there, and we hope you continue winning, but you might want to spend a small amount of your time learning about what's going on around you instead of just reading headlines and using your spot there to sound off about things you don't really know. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, Canada, of all places, had the school shooting, a deadliest school shooting in decades. And it's a remote mountain town in British Columbia called Tumblers Ridge. At least 7 victims killed at a high school, while 2 others were found dead at a residence, believed to be connected with the incident. Dozens more were injured. The suspected shooter described in an emergency alert as a brown-haired woman wearing a dress was found dead at the school with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They're trying to figure out what's going on right now. That's terrible. It's unusual in many ways. Let me see here. Flight restrictions. The flight FAA halted all flights to and from El Paso in an area of southern New Mexico for 10 days due to unspecified security concerns. The follow-on stories appears that there were drones in the flight lines and that the flights from El Paso have started back up again. I saw in a later story. They said pilots who violate the restriction could be intercepted and detained, and U.S. government may use deadly force if aircraft poses an imminent security threat. So I think they've cleared that. I think the flights out of El Paso are being allowed again today. All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at Fake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Redding and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's a rainy Wednesday, hump day, 11th of February, 49 degrees out there, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding with watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, outstanding selection of jewelry, very fair prices. Been in the business over 30 years right here in Redding, locally owned, locally operated business here in Redding. One has won best in the North State for in a row. And there's a reason for it. They are. They're really good. They've got it all down there. Every type of jewelry you can imagine, from estate to Native American, old pawn, to all the new stuff. And again, at very fair prices, really nice people. Down at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. When Venezuela's leadership changed dramatically one night, after Maduro had invited Trump to come down and see him and take him. And President Trump agreed. And the one of the dominoes that this affects, however, is Cuba. Cuba is experiencing an extreme fuel shortage. While they can provide about 40% of their oil needs, the majority has historically come from Venezuela and Mexico. When the U.S. seized Venezuela's oil industry last month, it cut Cuba off from its lead supplier. Trump also issued President Trump, an executive order last month threatening tariff any country that supplies oil to Cuba as U.S. seeks to end communist rule on the island. Cuba is now expected to run out of reserves by April and has imposed rationing. Air Canada this week announced it would suspend flights to Havana while the airlines may reroute or stock their own fuel on flights because Cuba started cutting off jet fuel to 9 airports yesterday. So regional flights may not be impacted, but long-haul flights may be forced to reroute, straining Cuba's travel industry. Cuba's tourism once raked up to $3 billion a year, but has now since fallen to near-record lows. You ever been to Cuba?
No.
I have friends. I have several friends who went to Cuba. They really enjoyed themselves.
I mean, I think it'd be beautiful to go down there.
Yeah, you know, Michael Moore did a documentary one time saying how good Cuba's health care was, which, of course, was such a farce because it's not. You know, can everybody see a doctor? Well, if they can see a doctor, if there is a doctor, their doctors make less than mechanics over in Cuba. So, the fact is people have gone, people are really friendly. It's, the country itself is really beautiful and all that, but it has, are the people really happy under this rule, under this communist rule? And you go in and you see 55 Chevys and you see all these classic cars because that's all they have. I guess rich people have, the rich communists have, up in the heights of communism in Cuba have nice cars. But, I haven't met anybody. You know, they've gone down on fishing trips. They've gone on just, regular. It's some kind of a visa where you're going out and checking the agriculture areas and all this. Well, in reality, friends of ours stayed with people out there, at people's houses. And they said they had a wonderful time. So, and I've always heard is that Cuban people are very, very friendly people. If you're not in the higher echelons, maybe, of the Communist Party. Hey, if you want to make a difference, my friends, Shasta County Grand Jury are opening for applications right now. They're going to be open through April 10th. It really is a unique opportunity for citizens to make a difference. It's a one-year term. It's an independent civilian oversight body that investigates and reports on the operations of local public agencies, including county government, cities, school districts, and special districts, to help improve accountability, efficiency, and effectiveness in local government. Now, people always have words about how this is working and how this is working, but, some of the grand jury juries that have been in panel, they looked at the Leonard Modi case and found some that it could have been, that he could have handled that better. They've looked at spending. They've looked at, you know, things that have occurred in city and county government and come out with reports on this. Now, the thing is, you can't have a dog in a fight. You can't go in there, you know, wanting to investigate an entity, a government entity, if you're already having a battle with them. Does that make sense? You can't use the grand jury to batter somebody that you're already in, having words with. It doesn't mean, no, but there's a number of grand jurors. It's 19 grand jurors, and they're selected from a pool of applicants, and they review applications and screen candidates for eligibility and interviews as part of the selection process. Up to 30 potential jurors are identified and then impaneled, and 19 jurors are chosen by random drawing, and remaining applicants serve as alternates. Jurors must be U.S. citizens, at least 18 years old, residents of Shasta County for at least 1 year, of sound character and judgment. Well, you and I might have a problem. And able to communicate in English. During the term, grand jurors investigate local government operations, hold interviews and meetings, and may issue reports of findings and recommendations. It's sometimes, you know, here's the thing, 15 to 25 hours per week. You know, at the beginning, it's not so much, but toward the end, when we're trying to get into the investigations and they're finishing up on that, they can call in witnesses. They call in witnesses. Now, this is not a criminal grand jury. There's, you know, for criminal proceedings where you have grand juries where the DA brings in all the evidence and says, and including the person accused, but they go in front of a grand jury and they present the case to the grand jury. The defense does not come in for that. They are presenting a case to the grand jury to see if there is enough there to go to trial. That's where you see, you know, that they've been indicted by the grand jury. If the grand jury doesn't find that there's enough evidence, then they're saying, no, there'll be no indictment. So, but the Shasta County grand jury is not like that. This is purely for oversight body for local public agencies. So there's your difference. All right. I thought about doing this a lot, but 19 to 25 hours. I mean, it's, and I applaud grand jurors. And the thing is that, I've known people in grand juries and they found it very rewarding. It just is, they get, mm-hmm. kind of get like, is, are the ones that are people that are retired, that have the time to do this. I mean, I guess, but it would change how you live your life for a year. That's the thing. But it is, does great service to your county. So, yeah, if you think you'd like to do something like that, you can just go to the website for Shasta County and talk about the and look up grand juries. We've had the chairman of the grand jury on before and talked about it. So, okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, why are we still talking about Bad Bunny? Well, we're going to talk about it some more. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, and salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to experience
the clairvoyance
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Direct from Vegas with an all-new show featuring never-before-seen mental magic and spectacular illusions.
Indulge in a date night of mystery, magic, and cuisine on February 14th.
An elegant pasta dinner will be served at 6:30 p.m.
Experience the clairvoyance.
Tickets just $75 plus fees.
For complete details, visit windriver.com
or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Hump Day, Wednesday, the 11th of February, 7:48 in the morning, and about 50 degrees out there, expecting an inch of rain in 4 hours. So get ready. Take that into account when you're heading into work and going to school and all that. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital in the North State that providing the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. It's inserted in through your artery. It goes up, goes to your heart, and it's about the size of a quarter, made from very light and compact materials. More than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman. For more information on this, go to ShastaRegional.com. Go to Watchman. I know people have used this to get off blood thinners. And what it does is it provides the little electric charge to make sure your heart empties all the chambers properly. Okay. 7:49 in the morning. And Bad Bunny is back. Bad Bunny's not going away, by the way. Bad Bunny is a very popular musician, as we all know. No, most of us probably didn't know who Bad Bunny is. But we do now, whether you wanted to or not. Anyway, it's over. Super Bowl's over. Mediocre Super Bowl. Had more comments on the halftime than it did on the game. But here's a representative, a United States Congressman representative, said that the Football League, National Football League, and NBC should face accountability after Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show alleging profanity and drug references aired during the live broadcast. He criticized the show, saying live broadcast should not include profanity or messages, he said, encourage illegal drug use, no matter what language is spoken. Have you seen a translation of the songs and all that, or read anything?
No, I have not.
Yeah, well, I haven't. I think they lost a lot of people, mainly because of the publicity leading up to it. He was going to wear a dress, and now he's not going to wear a dress, and all that kind of stuff. You know, the fact is when you do most of the show, not all the show, but most of the show in Spanish, you lose a lot of people. But where I was at, it was noisy enough. You couldn't understand. You kind of could tell. It was in another language. But then Lady Gaga came on, and I couldn't hear her or understand her either because of the noise in the room. It was a large room, so I didn't really pay attention. Then I kind of as we wandered back in and out, that it was, you know, Ricky Martin was on, and then that was about it. You know, he had a football and said, God bless America, and then he named all of the North America and South America, and then everybody was racing for it, appeared to be a border, carrying their flags. Okay. They're artists. Artists. And I'm sure the NFL knew what was going to happen and gave its blessing. And if you're really upset about it, then you just don't watch the NFL. Or you call for Roger Goodell, who is their chairman or the CEO of the NFL, to be fired. Otherwise, move on. When I think about all the energy that was put into the commenting on Bad Bunny, and then I think about 22 veterans a day killing themselves, it kind of pales in comparison. But, however, going back to the Olympics, you know, transgenderism is a big thing, right? High schools and here in the United States, you know, males competing on female teams. I mean, it's gone to court. It's, you know, it's all these things. Well, there is a case in the Olympics where Ellis Lundholm, a female Swedish mogul skier who claims to be a man and identifies as a man, is competing in the women's category at the Olympics. There's no fairness issue at play here because even though she says she's a man, she's competing in the women's team. However, since gender identity is the only reality to many, many people, I'm a man, I'm a female, I'm a woman. That's the only thing that counts to a lot of people. Not a lot, but a percentage. Anyone who questions that is a bigot or a transphobe. Now, Winter Olympics has provided the perfect test for radical gender ideology. That's because the woman who claims that she's a man, identifies as a man, is competing on the women's team. And as the International Olympic Committee said, Ellis Lundholm competes in the female category, which is aligned with the sex of the athlete. Mic drop. Okay. Todd Jones just wandered in here. Hi, Todd.
Good morning. I usually wait until the 8 o'clock hour, but I figured you're here by yourself. I figured I might as well walk in.
My 7 o'clock guest, sends me a text 5 minutes ago that she slept in.
You know, Lorraine will do that.
I tell you what, it'd been easy today. Ben, you could have done. I just called you and said, play a rerun. you pick it, buddy. Make it man up. I don't care. Just play something. Anyway, no, some days. Do you ever run into that? I mean, you go to work a little bit later, though. What time do you get?
Well, I take my kids to school at 7:25, and I got to take them out to Redding Christian and Palo Cedro.
Oh, so that's a drive.
And then I drop them off, and then depending on how ornery my 6-year-old is, then it depends on when I get to work. So I usually get to work at like 8:05 after taking the kids to school, unless I have this.
Where's
obviously.
Your 6-year-old goes to school.
They're all, yeah, well, no, he's the one that's ornery, and sometimes he doesn't want to go to class, so I have to like throw him over my shoulder and take him in there. Most days, he's like, okay, see dad, and he runs off, and the other two boys run away.
Wait a minute.
And they're all at the same school, which is helpful.
Wait. You walk into a classroom with your kid over your shoulder?
I did yesterday.
Just imagine the teacher going, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, you're leaving the little wonder with me.
He's usually pretty good, but when he went to preschool, the first time we took him to school, preschool, he's our third boy. We have three boys that have all gone through Redding Christian. It's preschool through 12th grade. He cried for 5 hours, like screaming his head off.
Well, he has and separation anxiety.
We bought that preschool teacher a nice big bottle of tequila at the end of the school year. So
is that right?
Yeah. I mean,
she said, I don't need it now.
Yeah.
I needed it when he first showed up.
He started to mellow out. Most days he's fine, but yesterday had to do that.
Well, my grandson went through that. He had terrible separation anxiety, but crying, and at preschool. And so my daughter had to go back and get him. So he won. And it took a little while to get over that. Now, when my daughter left to go to school the first time, we were in Quantico, first grade. And her mom takes her up there and she says, oh, I just know she's just going to break down and all that. Jennifer got out of the car, never looked back, right into school.
Perfect.
And then, so Kathy started crying.
Yeah.
My baby doesn't want me to live.
Anyway. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But we're grateful for those teachers out there because they're like, we're not going to call you. We're going to get through this together. And we're not going to call you. And so yesterday, by the time I left, he was happy. But it was just the initial moment getting there.
Yeah,
it happens.
Well, it is separation anxiety. And then it's really going to hit your wife when the last one leaves for college.
Oh, gosh.
And then,
if,
of course, knowing your exuberant, funny, really outstanding wife that you have, Erica.
Erica, yep.
Erica.
Yep.
After watching Erica perform and entertain and all this, who knows, maybe she'll reach another level.
She might, she's really excited to get into that old lady era, someday.
Right?
And just, I mean, she already wears all the brooches right now and everything, so she just
loves. She wants those grandkids now.
Yeah.
As soon as they start off to college, I want those grandkids.
Yeah.
And I want them now. And I want you to be married when you do it.
Yeah. And her grandma was a teacher at Sequoia for I think 40 years. Joyce Morrow, she's not with us anymore. She passed away in 2024. But she was an absolute riot. And Erica is her grandma's granddaughter. And so if she is anything close to what her grandma's like, I'm in for a treat when I get a little bit older. Her grandfather, David, who was an attorney here in town, part of the Baron Deaton House Museum, governor, he was a quiet man, but Joyce was nothing but quiet. She was full of life.
Full of life.
Yep.
Do you ever get an email that is addressed to you but has nothing to do with you?
Oh, yeah. All this spam. I get tons of spam.
Oh, no, this isn't spam. This is from, and I'm not going to say who it's from because I don't know who it's from. But after reading it, I said, this really doesn't make a lot of sense, but it doesn't look good. And so you get this AI overview. You can punch that and it gives you the overview.
Yeah.
And this is what it said. Blank sent a highly erratic email to Carl Bott about various personal conflicts and grievances. The message primarily discusses a person named so-and-so, a fired so-and-so, and someone pretending to be Neil, be this other guy. I have no idea who this is. My name doesn't appear anywhere. I think she sent it to me by accident. But it is red.
You're the local town square. I mean, people probably send you all kinds of weird stuff. They want you to put the news out there,
Oh, no. This is just, it's, I don't know. It's talking about, anyway. When I get things like this, it's usually I don't even read them But then I thought, see what the AI overview says. And that was even more entertaining. Okay. Let me see. Well, let's take a quick break. Well, let's break for the news. When we come back, we've got Todd Jones here. Let's talk business and other things happening around town. And I have some, I want to throw some things out at you just to see what you think.
Okay.
Because I talked to somebody yesterday who was, had some truly enlightening things about downtown.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back with Todd Jones in the Chamber of Commerce right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. That closure of the El Paso International Airport, announced earlier this morning, ought to be short-lived.
The FAA had announced it was shutting down airspace in the El Paso, Texas area through February 20th for security reasons, meaning all flights to and from El Paso International Airport would be grounded during that period. Now the Federal Aviation Administration says it has lifted the temporary closure, saying there was no threat to commercial aviation and that all flights would resume. A Trump administration official tells the Associated Press that the airspace over El Paso was closed after Mexican cartel drones breached airspace, but that the Defense Department took action to disable those drones.
Correspondent Donna Warder. He was detained, he was questioned, and then he was released. Investigators working the Nancy Guthrie disappearance detained the individual. During an overnight traffic stop, they later searched a home in Rio Rico, Arizona. It's about an hour's drive south of Tucson near the Mexican border. The man questioned denies any knowledge of the Guthrie case. It's been a deadly mass shooting in rural western Canada.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police say eight people, including the suspect, are dead after a shooting at a small school in British Columbia. And they say two more people were found dead at a home believed to be connected to the incident. In addition, another 25 people were injured, including two airlifted to hospital with life-threatening injury.
Correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Wall Street has turned lower following release of the January jobs report. Surprisingly robust 130,000 jobs created last month, and on Wall Street, stocks are in the red. The Dow down 240 points, while the Nasdaq trading 62 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
In Iran, the regime is marking the 47th anniversary of the overthrow of the Shah. The BBC's Lise Doucette is in Iran.
It's a cold winter's evening here in Tehran, and fireworks are lighting up the night sky. On our first day in the capital, we went to Revolution Square and found it decked out in brightly painted murals of smiling Iranians. It's all part of the 10 days of ceremonies marking the 47th anniversary of the revolution. And as the fireworks explode, we can hear the sounds of people chanting from their windows, some in support of the government, others shouting, "Death to the dictator."
Iran's president now says his country is open to nuclear negotiations, although the U.S. remains highly suspicious of the death to America regime's true motives, President Trump considering sending another aircraft carrier into the region. News and analysis, townhall.com. One of baseball's top pitchers of the modern age is returning to where it all began for his 21st season.
Justin Verlander is going back to his first big league team, agreeing to a one-year, $13 million contract with the Detroit Tigers. The deal for the three-time AL Cy Young Award winner includes $11 million in deferred payments. Verlander, who turns 43 on February 20th, is looking to rebound from a frustrating year with San Francisco. His 266 victories are tied for 34th on baseball's career list. His 3,553 career strikeouts are 8th and closely trailing Don Sutton's 3,574. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A Russian drone struck a home in Ukraine's Kharkiv region overnight, killing a father and his three young children. Their mother, who is 35 weeks pregnant, was seriously injured in the Russian attack. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release this morning. What? Or on assignment. The work release sounds kind of cool.
That's good.
You know,
yeah.
Like that. Today, the 11th of February, 2026, Wednesday, hump day, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning.
In the Jets. Benny in the Jets.
Have that ready.
I know. It's National Inventors Day, but it's also Thomas Edison's birthday. Do you think they have anything to do with each other?
I think just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Okay, buddy. Okay, what's the weather look like? Rain. We're having rain today. There's a 90%, according to the weather service I have, is a 90% chance of rain. I would say it's closer to 100% if you're downtown Redding. It's going to go all day. We've got a chance of getting about an inch of rain today, and then tonight is going to start tapering off, because tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 64 and a low around 39. Now Friday we get back into chances of rain, small chances of rain later in the day, and then Saturday a 40% chance of rain, and this goes like that all the way till next Tuesday, where then it just turns to be cloudy with a high around 51. So the highs are going to be in the mid-50s, low 50s, and the nights low 40s, high 30s through next Tuesday. And so something to look forward to is we need rain. We don't need 3 weeks of rain, but rain like this is fine.
It's February. We could use it.
February, we need rain. We need more snow, too. It looks like Mount Shasta Ski Park.
Yeah, they're closed right now, but it looks like they're going to get dumped on next week.
Let's hope so. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, a family-owned business out of Anderson that provides discounts for seniors and veterans. They get involved in our community. They help. They're very helpful for homeless veterans, for other organizations that they reach out to help, and they do provide a great deal of service to our 501s and our different groups around here. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I don't know if I mentioned, but they have discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. Boom, 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 boom.
Good morning.
I was whining about not ever being... not even nominated.
It's not too late.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Got now. Nah, you got a lot of years ahead of you. Legends and leaders.
16 years in business downtown, literally watching businesses all around me start go out of business,
come and go, that's how
coming
it works.
And going, seeing them nominated for businesses, of year and all these other things, and I'm watching this and I'm saying, Do they know we're down here?
We got some great winners this year. And
who are they?
I can't tell you.
Okay, this is...
It's a surprise to everyone.
It's a Legends and Leaders.
Yep.
And when's that going to be?
It's Friday, February 27th. Okay. It starts at 6 p.m. You can get tickets at readingchamber.com. And it's at Holiday Inn this year. We have outgrown the Sheraton. We loved hosting it there. But it's at the Holiday Inn. And we've already sold many more tables than we did last year. I think we probably have about six tables left
until we're sold out. I thought you were up to six tables.
I think we have about six tables left until we're about to sell out. So, we could probably technically squeeze a few more people in there, but tickets are no longer on sale. After February 19th is the last day tickets are on sale. And again, we've sold a ton of tables. We've sold more than we ever have for many, many years.
Really?
Probably the most we've ever had just based on the venue sizes.
Is it because, that you've opened this up, and then you've told everybody that once something they have to buy a table.
It's optional. Some people only bring one person. So some of the people do get a comp ticket if you win.
If you win, do you get a comp ticket?
Some of the winners do. So the McConnell Foundation sponsored the nonprofit of the year. It is a fundraiser after all for the Chamber of Commerce. We are also a nonprofit, and this is a standard operating procedure for chambers.
How much will it cost me to become a legend and leader? Just tell me how much, and I'll write you a check for next year.
You know, the only one I don't have any, I have no sway at all. Well, technically they're all a little bit out of my control, but Citizen of the Year is only voted on by past Citizens of the Year.
Oh.
So that's a very select group of people in town, and they get together early January, led by Supervisor Kehoe. And he's the oldest living legend and leader. And so he puts the group together and they vote on the Citizen of the Year. And, you know, this is our 47th year. So it's a fun event. And again, chambers all throughout the West do this. It's a major awards gala fundraiser.
Okay. February 27th.
February 27th.
You won't tell me how much it would cost to become one of the legends and leaders. So.
You know, we can talk about that off air.
Okay.
Or some way.
You know, we could just write you a check now and I don't have to worry about it. Plus, you have to buy your own table.
Yes, you do. You don't have to be present to win if you don't want to count. That's okay, too. But our winners are going to be there. So all the winners know,
except
for Citizen of the Year.
Is this going to be like kind of like a Best of the North State where if you want a plaque, you pay for it?
Nope. We give that to you for free. We give that to you for free. So.
I'm sorry.
Silas Lyons does the Citizen of the Year research, and he reads the speech every year. And you probably know Silas from Record.
I know Silas very well.
Now he's the... He's like the VP of AI content or something.
Did you see where something like 3,000 papers go under every year? And that number may not be even enough.
It's terrible.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
And, well, you know what? You get yourself into a business model and you don't shift fast enough. You know, frankly, I look at the Record Searchlight online. And, you know, every day. And I get stories from that. And on Sundays, I get the paper. But I will tell you that the paper is kind of a regurgitation of the past week's online stuff.
Yeah, it's not breaking.
Not in everything.
No.
But in a lot of, you know, like the front page is always blueberry red.
Yeah.
And then you get into some more things. But there are new stuff in it, too.
I get like a third of my business intel from David Benda. I mean, there's some of the stuff.
Yeah.
I know some of it, but a lot of times I don't know it until I see the article on Saturday morning.
And they've hired two new reporters.
Yeah,
they
got a new one, Drew Asklin. He's writing great stories. So I haven't met him yet, but I really enjoy reading his stories. So I think they're doing the best they can with what they have with this current situation. And, you know, I mean, a lot of towns don't even have a newspaper at all. So I'm glad
the we need the Record Searchlight.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need the Record Searchlight. If we're going to be a viable community.
Then we need local radio like KCNR.
Well, you've got that. 92, not ever recognized by the Red and Chamber.
Oh, God.
Who has their time here paid for somebody else?
Well, thank you, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
No. This thing, Legend and Leaders, this is a good way to see a lot of the stuff going on. You know what? You need a paper. You need a chamber, a strong Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, Todd, you know, Jake and you have given us a strong Chamber of Commerce. And I really believe you'd made, you know, under the old regime, there'd be some bad decisions made when it came to politics. That was changed, but then you have pushed it forward also.
Yeah. Thank you, Carl.
So, well, no, it's true, Todd. I wouldn't say that if I didn't mean it. I wouldn't have you on because that's the best thing about owning something.
You get to make the choices.
You make the decisions. You make the decisions, either good or bad.
Right.
And if they're bad, you're not on 16 years.
Yeah, you made it.
I've made some dicey ones, I will tell you that. Anyway, we got to take a quick break, but we come back. What I want to talk about is ideas for downtown, mm-hmm. because from what I understand, what is that? It's
the Main Street USA organization, which Viva USA. Downtown is part of.
Yeah, and I know that their Viva Downtown is putting all that stuff together, but there's questions that I have for mm-hmm. you, and mm-hmm. just to get your outlook on these sure. things too about downtown, and then we'll be right back after these messages.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boats Ford and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands of prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Ford and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. This event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews. Live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance. Featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. This show is going to sell out fast. So grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since
1965. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, my friends. 11th of February, 8:18 in the morning, 49 degrees, heavy rain out there. It's not so heavy now, but it's... if you drive around Redding, you've got like eight different climates.
Yeah.
You know, little climate zones here. So it can be raining hard in some place, but it is raining. It's going to continue to rain. My guest today is Todd Jones, who is the president, the CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce. And we talked about the Legends and Leaders Banquet, Leaders and whatever it is. And I continually harass him about this. And being the good guy that he is, he takes it. Just bounces off.
It's fine.
Okay, let's talk downtown.
Okay. I do want to mention where Greeters is tomorrow at some point, but okay. We can get that later on the next one.
We got time. The downtown has just done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're looking down here. The buildings look so much better. There's businesses. It's thriving down here. It appears to be thriving. It appears to be a lot of people down here. And I know because when I come back and say I come back in the evening, on any evening, there is no parking around, you know.
It's a good problem.
I mean, no,
and
it
it's
is.
Free after six.
It is. Yeah. And that's, you know, I look for a disabled parking someplace and see if anybody's
you
in
can't
there.
Get a spot at, right behind the building.
Oh
here?
no, not if it's in the evening.
Oh yeah, Maxwell's and everything else.
Maxwell's, well, and other people, you know, you got
FOMO and
all these places.
Yeah,
and so I mean, it looks on the surface really good. Then I talked to somebody yesterday that says we need, and because it ends the road, Market Street here ends at the atrium.
Right.
He says, we need to have this road go all the way through to Placer.
Yeah.
And then you have that straight shot from, it will be, it's going to be the rib cage down here next to the, you know, the board shop.
Yep.
Market and,
Market and Shasta.
And Shasta.
Yep.
And it goes all the way down to Blade and Barrel, past the Cascade.
Well, it even goes past that to the turn for turn for California Street, and it ties back in.
We already have that a big entertainment district. So what he's saying is, and it kind of makes sense, is the atrium needs to be changed dramatically. What do you think? What say you? I mean, when you hear this, I mean,
I would agree with that.
Because on
sentiment.
One side you have businesses, on the other side you have, I think, Health and Human Services.
Right.
And,
Well, the atrium does have a lot of nonprofits, and it's a great building. Yeah. However, you know, I do think there's opportunities to change down there. I would always want to look for some type of win-win because has someone that, you know, I have a lot of family that owns commercial buildings. Some of them are downtown and downtown Reading. You'd hate to see them just taken down in no compensation. You got to figure out what the win-win is, right? Like maybe the whole building doesn't come down,
but you
shrink it. You know, you shrink it down and you take the face off or something.
Yeah, you're going to have to
something. It's a hard project, and so how do you get the – even if the owner –
how do you take off, like, say, 5 feet of a building?
Yeah, I mean, you could. You know, you look at, like, the Costco. I mean, it's a newer building compared to what we have downtown, but they took off the tire shop. So they took off the front of the building. They're going to reclose it because At Home's not moving in, but, I mean, it's feasible. It just costs money. You know, you can do it. It just costs money. And so how do you get that so you can, you know, potentially, you know, compensate that person?
Or do you get the buildings and repurpose them with businesses? But you still have – it still does not
– You still get the street. You still don't get the street through.
You need a street through there.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
And I think, you know, we're seeing it happen, right? It has a, has someone that has family that owns businesses downtown.
Yeah.
Like, if you look back 20 years when they get, or more than that, 30 years when they got some of these county people in here, downtown was the cheapest space in Reading. You know, no one wanted to be down here because there wasn't as much going on. And so if you're a building owner and you want to fill up your building, what better tenant than the county to say, hey, I'm going to charge you whatever, 50 cents a square foot for downtown office space. Because I need certainty. I need a tenant in there. Otherwise, you're going to end up with blight, right? So you end up with buildings that are unfilled. Even if the owner's trying their hardest, the market has to dictate how some of these buildings are going to get filled. And so if you can't get a retail awesome restaurant, it's just not going to happen. So, hey, I'm going to take the county. I'm going to get a 10-year lease. I'm going to get them to pay 50 cents a square foot, which is not great compared to what it is now. I mean, rents have gone up downtown, you know, 50 cents a square foot per month. That's probably – I mean, I don't know what the rents are, but they were very cheap. I guarantee
they're
that.
More than that now, aren't
but
they?
But at those buildings, I bet they're pretty cheap. I'm not saying that's what the cost is, but I'm just saying they had to set the rent at a favorable rate, and then they got the county down here. Plus, you have the county administrative offices down there, so they filled up. You know, so as a –
Oh, no, I understand
from
the reason.
From an owner perspective.
Yeah, from an owner perspective.
Highest and best use. What can you get there?
True. And that, you know, because you paid for the building.
And at the time, you know, that was it. I mean, now it's shifting, right? And then, you know, the rent's getting more expensive and the, you know, demand to be downtown is changing and all these things are happening. But you still have to figure out what the market can bear. And if you can't,
you know where the Shasta election office is?
Yeah.
Right now would be, you know, it's a prime location.
It's a great building. There's a lot of cool stuff down there. Then you have the big AT&T building, which is kind of weird downtown.
Yeah, but have you ever been in there?
I know, have you?
Yeah.
Is it full of racks and switchboards and all that stuff?
One person with an axe could really disrupt the whole West Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those buildings.
But it's getting in.
Yeah.
And getting out. It's not easy. But yeah, I've been in there because we were having problems, and the guy said, just come on in. He said, and he was, because they were having to trace our lines down to the AM transmitter.
Oh, wow.
And I was just with him, and he let me go in with him.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was years ago. But yeah, it's all automated. And this was years ago, so I really don't know what it looks like now, but it was just what you can imagine in a windowless building.
And I think one of the challenges, too, when you're thinking about stuff like Market Street going back through, you know, back in the day, we used to have redevelopment. So Steve Bade was head of redevelopment for a long time at the City of Reading before he moved on to his different roles at the City of Reading. And there was money from the state that was able to pay for a lot of these improvements. Now, you know, you might be able to get a grant. But if it's owned by a private entity, you know, who's going to get the grant? How's it going to get paid for? How are you going to do these improvements? I mean, most of Market Street reintroduction was from grants. You know, some of that stuff probably dated back to redevelopment days for the initial design.
Yeah, but you're right. It was grants.
Tons of grants from the state.
And then the streets. The reason you're seeing so many bike lanes.
That's where the money is.
That's where
you can fix the street, too.
They will fix the street if you've got to put the bike lanes in. And even though nobody uses the bike lanes, we just had a great time the other day talking about how we were delayed going to work because of the thousands of bikes that were coming downtown into Reading. And, you know, and they were being rude and they weren't obeying the traffic signals. And what are you going to do? You can't run down 100 bicyclists and they're all over the place. Which, of course,
didn't happen.
Did not happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're opening up the downtown corridor down to what's it go to Whiskey Town or something? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going some. It's from the river or something. Now we
the downtown.
I just want to see one day, and it can't be an official. You know, we're having a race here, like the a triathlon.
Well, we're gonna Iron Man.
We're having that.
Iron Man's gonna come through downtown.
Well, it's not really an Iron Man; it's more of
it's a
Tin Man.
No, 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 no. That Tin Man's way short.
It's the not Tin
Man.
Short.
No, yes, it is. I did the Tin Man.
It's
much shorter.
25-mile ride, 10K.
I think it was like a 16-mile ride and a 5K.
Not in Hawaii. It was a 25-mile ride.
The Tin Man at Lake Siskiyou is shorter.
Okay,
it is. That's the closest one. This is the half Iron
Man. They called it the Tin Man over in Hawaii. And it was a quarter-mile swim in the ocean, 25 miles around Diamond Head, and then a 10K. And that's which was really a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it gets down to it. But I would just like to see a day where literally you would see 5, 10, 20 bikes on these bike lanes. I never see anybody in it. And I understand the only way you're going to get money is if you put a bike lane in.
Yeah.
Like right here, they're going to tear up this whole street here in Market.
Are they?
Yeah. Didn't you see the guys out there measuring and everything?
I knew it was coming eventually, but is it coming this year?
Well, he said no. He said you may not ever see it, but this was the plan is to redo Market Street here, the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
Then he pointed out how much the state owns.
Yeah.
Like you look across the street at the Arts Council, they own that big tree out there and where the statue is.
Mm-hmm.
State owns that. I mean, they could push it all the way back to there, but I doubt if they will.
Yeah.
But then they're going to redo the sidewalks. They're going to redo everything. So I don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, we got that. It'll be interesting to see if the new city manager brings some outside ideas because there's different funding mechanisms that are out there, like tax increment financing, which gets a little bit complicated. But basically, say, okay, let's just say the atrium building's worth $1 million for the sake of math. And if you redeveloped it, it could be worth, you know, $15 or $20 million potentially. So you can keep the tax increment where it's at, pour that different property tax, delta basically, back into paying for some of this infrastructure and these different things. So you can do these different funding mechanisms. They get a little bit complicated, but, you know, they take time. I mean, in California, there's just not a whole lot you can do. So you have to figure out what you can do with what you have, and increment financing is one of the tools in California that you could do for infrastructure and all kinds of different things, but it takes time to put those things into place. Siskiyou yeah. County has one, Humboldt County has one, and it's ways to, in the future to enable infrastructure development to happen through paying for infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
But you got to put it in place. So you got to do what you can. I mean, I did a chamber conference last week in Arizona. I spoke at with
You know what? We got to take a break. Okay. What I want to do is talk about that. I want to talk about the greeters.
Okay.
And I also want to talk about businesses that you see here that you're pretty sure that they're coming in. You know, we've had Rebecca on, and mm-hmm. she's talked about, you know, things that are happening out there, and just what you're seeing here over the last few months and where you think it's going to.
Okay.
Okay. And the fact that we were one of the best small towns in the nation.
Yeah, Milk Institute. And
I'm not sure if you know, you pay them money and we do this.
Not for that one.
Not for that one.
There's other ones out there you do.
Yeah, there are. If you advertise in their magazine, geez, isn't it amazing how good you are?
Yeah.
But the Milkins, that's what I thought. It strictly was using
data, wage growth, job growth, high tech GDP.
I was kind of blown away on it, and especially on one of the things they said, and we'll talk about that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by another small business in town that's been around since 1960, thriving, been in the same location since 1967, has never been recognized. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers.
Lucky Millers has not been there for a long time, Carl.
Well, then if it's from the old Lucky Millers. Okay. Or how about this? The old Subway.
Yeah, there you go.
That's as close as I can, but it is off Athens right there, and you can, been there since 1967. I've never had a bad haircut there. I found them in 2007 somehow and have never left. Cypress Square Barbershop. I can make an appointment that works on my schedule by calling them at 530-244-9478, or I can use Booksy, this latest thing where you get online on my phone. Now has an app called Booksy. I set up a date. It's scheduled. It comes back and says you've got that appointment, and then they come and remind you that day that you've got an appointment. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Hi,
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! It's hump day. That's not as fun without Linda here, because she loves that.
No, no, she
loves
starts,
that
she
bit.
Starts
she's
laughing
in the corner.
She's laughing. She loves that. And then I tell you, Mike Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
He got it started again. We did it for a while, and then it fell off. And then we had a complaint, not that that had anything to do with it. Said, "Oh, this is so demeaning to women."
Yeah.
What? What? No. Hey, save the date for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet, March 7th at the Wind River Event Center. For more information, and this is for everybody. It's not just for veterans. It's for anybody who would like to come. They have some great raffles going, a $460 package for R&R meats, the Burna non-lethal self-defense weapon, catering bundles, all types of stuff there. And raffle tickets are $10. And it only costs $40 to go to this, and we're the Honor Veterans Advocates in March 7th, 5 p.m. Wind River Event Center. And for more information, call Debbie at 530-357-3380 or follow my Facebook page. I put stuff out there all the time about this kind of stuff. Hey, my guest today is Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And we talked about downtown, about, you know, how do we push a road through there. We really should. Something came out this week from a organization, Minton?
The Milken Institute.
Institute, that said that Reading was in the top cities in the country. Top
small cities.
They top small cities. Yeah. Right. And we were in what?
I think we're in the top
25.
We're in the top,
like,
weren't we? 15 for... Yeah. I think it's tier two.
For small cities,
yeah.
92,000.
Yep.
The only one from California that was even in the top 50.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, really nothing else from California in here. A lot of stuff from the south, mostly.
Yeah, but
in that tier.
But they weren't even close to us. So why? And you read this, I'm sure.
I did.
And I did too, but I want to get your perspective on it. So here we are in one of the top-rated small cities in the country. And part of it reason was medical.
Mm-hmm.
And
wage growth is a big part of it.
Technology.
Yeah, high-tech GDP, manufacturing.
Where's that?
Well, there's some. You got companies like Softech, you know, who's been around for 30 years.
Yeah.
Especially my father-in-law founded that company.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been around for a long time, and they do stuff with, you know, I can't say the names of the companies they work with now, but
sure.
Semiconductor, automation, a great company. You know, they have a new CEO. Well, not new now. Gosh, he's been there for about 7 years now, but he's really taken it to the next level, and they're downtown. You know, they're down there off on Walden Street right next to Poor Boys Tap Yard behind Riverfront Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And then you got other stuff like, you know, SAF, which is not high, I wouldn't say necessarily consider them high tech, but you got the metal finishing, and you got Seco, who's a big manufacturer for survey equipment up on Caterpillar, and the Ogden family founded that years and years ago.
So. There was a medical supply company.
AB Medical is a big one.
It started in their garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just an idea he had.
Yeah.
And they're worldwide. They're international. We have a lot of international
Ted
companies.
Pella. You know, Ted Pella doing microscopes up there on Caterpillar as well. So that whole area, there's a ton of really cool companies that, you know, all have really cool stories about how they got here.
So we got, for high tech, we have, and you said the salaries are rising.
Yeah,
or,
wage growth is happening. That's part of it. Yeah. That's part of the equation.
The negative thing they said was the cost.
Cost
of living here, and they talk about housing. And in California, we're
doing great.
We're doing great.
For the rest of the if you're looking at these companies in here, like Texas and Georgia and Florida, cities that we're competing with, you know, we're never going to. It's interesting. I'm part of an REU rates meeting or rates committee right now. And so REU is looking at, you know, what rates are going to have to go up, which is just kind of inevitable. Based on the cost of electricity, the cost of acquisition of that, the cost of the regulatory environment. And, you know, one of the interesting things that they do is
– how much is caused by being in California?
Oh, it's like 51% or more. I don't know the exact number, but it's a huge majority is keeping up with the regulations.
Yeah.
And because they sell – I think it's – and Nick and Joe, if you guys are listening, you should – Nick and Joe.
Nick's been on before.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Good.
But you know, it's based on, I think, how many megawatts that they're, or gigawatts that they're selling every year. And so they're placed in this larger category with all these bigger, utility companies, and the regulations and the cost of compliance and all this stuff is just skyrocketing. Plus infrastructure and, you know, all that stuff that you have to deal with. It's super, super complicated. But one of the things that they look at is actually the affordability index of like how much is this costing the average person, and they typically keep it within like 1.5 to 2% of their total, you know, what their total wages are is based on is how they come up with this number. I'm butchering it a little bit, so again, forgive me, guys, if you're listening. But you know, they really take into account, hey, we might see rate increases coming in the future for the city of Reading, but at the same time, we're saving a ton of money in PG&E.
However, you look at
Texas and Arizona and all these other places, it's still
electricity. People are paying nothing.
I think, in my opinion, the cost of energy determines the ability for an economy to thrive. And, you know, we are competitive in California, but again, just based on the fact that we're in California, it's expensive to do business here, and the cost of electricity reflects that as well. So it's a tough deal.
Well, it was a smart thing we bought our own utility. Otherwise, we'd all be...
Yeah, I think that's the best decision our city's ever made.
It was, what, 100 years ago or something?
Over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy. Which leads us, but with Milliken doing this, does that, in your opinion, do you start seeing maybe an uptick of people starting to look at Reading?
I think it helps. When I was at the EDC, you know, one of the things I focused on was, you know, business attraction is very, very difficult.
UDC is the
Shasta Economic Development Corporation.
Oh, EDC.
My old job.
Right.
EDC. My old job. Rebecca Bear is there now and doing a great job.
I thought you said UDC. And
EDC.
I thought that that'd have something to do with your trip down to see all the other chambers.
So when
I want to talk about.
So when I was there, you know, it's just, you're kind of focusing on a business attraction in California. It's really difficult. But I do think there are companies that want to be in California. You look at a company like Moss Energy Works, which is one of the coolest companies in Reading, I think. They have about 150 they're probably close to 200 employees, mostly in downtown Reading now. You know, they actually really benefited from the California regulatory environment because the state of California said, hey, dairy, you need to lower your emissions. So these guys said, hey, you're creating a bunch of methane gas. We see a business opportunity here. We're going to go capture all this methane gas, and we're going to sell it with all these carbon credits. And whether or not we agree with the cap and trade model for selling credits in California, it made these guys a successful company that's sustainable beyond cap and trade credits because of the way they built the business model.
Now, this methane can also be turned into power.
It's being turned into power for the dairies. Yeah, initially they were building generators and they were putting that electricity right back into the dairies and then selling the excess. And now they're actually injecting the natural gas into the PG&E pipeline. And so, there are companies, I would say timber, the timber industry is one of them too, where there's opportunities here because we're in California, because there's different grants and regulations, you can actually take advantage of those. And I think in our area, we have to do that. We have to take advantage of what we can because we're not going to get a tire manufacturer. We're not going to get a car manufacturer. We're not going to get solar.
They're going to Southeast.
Yeah, they're going, or they're going to Indiana or they're going somewhere else. We're not going to get that stuff. So we have to focus on what we can get. And so I think having the Milken Institute being seen as a competitive place in California, you know, that's really my mission at the chamber. I mean, I've taken a lot of my thought process at the EDC. I've translated it into the chamber, and my goal is to make Redding the best place in California to do business. I'm not trying to compete with Texas, but what can we do to make our business environment more friendly? How can we get the permit process to be smoother? How can we ensure that we keep our electricity rates down? How can we do things that improve our quality of life? You know, all these things, all these amenities that we want to see, if we can, you know, kind of package these all up, it's not just for business attraction. It's also to keep people here. It's that business retention and expansion. So how do we keep businesses here? How do we keep people happy? How do we keep people healthy and bringing physicians into town? I mean, there's so many pieces that go into this. But I am grateful for a community that works together well. And we are really trying to be, you know, as competitive as we can be, even though we're not free of our challenges.
Even though we're in California.
We're not free of our challenges.
My son-in-law, continuously, when I say continuous, at least once during the visit, says, why? Why are you still here, Dad? And when he's up here, though, he came up here, and he literally fell in love with Redding.
New Mexico, is that where they live?
Yeah, they live in New Mexico, up in the Mesa there in Albuquerque, because you don't want to live in Albuquerque. You want to live in the Mesa or up in the hills there. But after being here for 4 or 5 days, you know, meeting people and being around, he thought, this is really, he says, I can understand why you're here.
Yeah.
He says, even though it's California. I said, yeah, it's our own little slice of California.
Right.
Doesn't mean that California doesn't beat us about the head and shoulders every day. Okay, we've got to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about one of the greeters that you have tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow.
Okay. But also when you went down to the conference down there, what you heard and what you learned for the Chamber of Commerce meeting you had. Okay, we'll be right back.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
This February,
share the love and win big
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Play our $35,000 Share the Love Strike to Win promotion.
Win free slot play or cash.
It's simple.
Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily.
Every 200 points gets you an entry.
Drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Final drawing February 26th,
where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500.
Fall in love with winning.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. 8:48 in the morning here on the 11th of February. Getting about an inch of rain today. Looks like it's going to start clearing up, though, tonight and tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high near 54. And then some patchy fog on Friday, but mostly sunny. And then it starts getting more of a chances of rain on Saturday night through next Tuesday. So enjoy tomorrow and Friday and maybe even Saturday. We'll see. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. You have greeters tomorrow.
Tomorrow, every Thursday. Tomorrow, yep. It's at Cool April Nights, which is going to be hosted by Inked Up Graphics. And that's at 3492 South Market Street. So right across from Pop's 50s place. That's kind of where the overflow parking is going to be. Inked Up Graphics doesn't have a lot of parking.
What's
right
the address
there.
Again?
3492 South Market Street.
Got it.
Right across from Pop's 50s place. So you can park there, come across, and Copa Nights is coming. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's going to be April before we know it.
It is.
So it's coming. It's coming.
Deborah Fox.
Yeah, Deborah Fox, yeah.
Got to have her on.
And they have a great group. They have a new board chair this year. It's a younger guy. I can't think of his name. I think he's the
Who was the guy? Wasn't Kenny? Was it Kenny was on it for a long time? I don't know if it's Kenny. No, I don't think it's Kenny. But
I mean, that's a whole, you know, we were talking about Reading Rodeo Association off the air, but talking about volunteer organizations.
Oh my God.
I mean, that, they do a great job too. I mean, obviously Reading Rodeo kind of is a very different one, but Cool Open Nights, all volunteers. They have thousands of volunteers that come. It's a great community organization, and it's a great thing for our community.
And purely,
I mean, the TOT and the whole thing.
But that's
it's such a fun week.
Purely mercenary, you know, the Cool Open Nights and the Reading Rodeo Association bring in millions of dollars
absolutely.
To our community.
Yeah.
And
our two biggest events of the year by far.
And then now you get this, well, at least they're keeping the Civic open through that.
True. I guess it'll be open through... I mean, it doesn't really matter that much for the rodeo, I suppose, but you have the extra parking, right?
For us, it has no impact. The impact it has on us is when Advance Reading owns the parking.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, then when they had Bethel there, it was hard to schedule things. But now, since things looks like they've slowed down, we can pick up scheduling on things that we can do maybe more of.
Right.
And because we'll have the access to the parking. And the big thing is access to horse trailers coming in.
Yeah.
Because the more horse trailers, you know, they don't want to offload on asphalt.
Right.
The horses get hurt doing that.
Yeah.
These are $150,000 horses
that they do not want
to risk. Okay. You went down to the,
It is.
And the more you know about it, you know, you're looking at this. Some will bring some events. They don't own the horses.
Oh, yeah.
Steer wrestling.
Yeah.
They don't own them. So you've got people bringing in their horses, and then they get a percentage of what the guy wins.
Oh, interesting.
As does the header. You know, the one that, if you're steer wrestling, the one that keeps it going.
Interesting.
I mean, there's percentages.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, and
that's complicated accounting.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And then you get into this jock tax that I've been reading about lately. To play in the Super Bowl costs those guys something like,
because the days you're here and all that.
Right.
You know, and so you could play 7 days in California and it cost you like $250,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, no. Read about
that. Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, going back.
All right. So, yeah, last week we went to the Western Association of Chamber Executives annual conference, which was in Tucson, Arizona. And a couple, I mean, I know we don't have too much time, but a couple takeaways. Number one, we won an award. We were the best video for, we're a large chamber, because the chambers are coming all sizes. I'm with groups that have one staff member, like a part-time staff member. You know, we have five at the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And so we're a good sized chamber.
It's based on your
it's
members.
Based on membership. We have about 716 members right now. So we're a good sized chamber. So it's based on our membership, but we won the large video. It was the first time I've ever actually been to this conference, so it was great to walk away with an award. There's about 250 chambers represented at the event, probably about 400-ish people there.
Yeah.
Great event. And then also taught a class with a colleague from Texas on how chambers can help with economic development, and I really focused on two things. One of them is Startup Reading, because I was so intimately involved with that for years, and that's something a chamber could own in certain communities if someone else doesn't already do it. That's a very replicable model to do startup ecosystem stuff. And then the other one was advocacy, and how do you improve conditions so that people can come here and do business and open up businesses. So talked about what it looks like to advocate for a better business climate. So it was a fun time. But again, working with someone from Texas on that class, Texas economic development looks a lot different. Texas, the state of Texas, has a half-cent sales tax statewide that goes back into economic development organizations. So this guy has like a $7 or $8 million budget for a tiny town in Pearland, Texas, which is the metro in the metro of Houston, and he's got like $7 or $8 million, and it's all
to do what to
economic development. He's a chamber, but he also runs the economic development organization, which is very common in communities across the country. And so he does economic development, workforce development, and he gets funding.
Let's
from
not
the
bring
state.
This up too much about another half cent sales tax.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The whole state of Texas. I mean, they're giving away millions of dollars for people to come to their town, to come to their state.
They are going after the movie industry
they
big
get it,
time.
They get it from the half-cent sales tax. Yeah. They have all this money for recruitment efforts, which we can never compete with in California, and especially not in Reading. So it's very difficult. So a great conference. I think, some of the takeaways are, I mean, chambers look different in every community you're at. So, and I think the difference between a small chamber that does, like, parties, parades, and pageants is kind of what we say to a chamber like ours, which is really focused on big community issues and advocacy and how do we really move a community forward. You know, those are the chambers that are more successful, they're larger, and they have a bigger impact on the community. So it was a great conference. It's just good to get with your peers all across the West Coast to say, what's going on in your town? How can we focus on this? And a lot of people are doing really cool stuff across the country and really focusing on these big, big initiatives. And, you know, I'm hopeful that we can kind of land on something here in the next couple of years as well, where we can really put our axe to the grindstone and say, hey, how are we going to really change the landscape of Reading?
Well, it's something that we can do. And you know what? We've got the most ideal location for a retirement community.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I'm talking 200 homes.
Probably just need more pickleball.
Pickleball courts, golf courts. I mean, 200 homes. We got all the sunshine. You can go up and go skiing. Also, you can float down the river and fish. I mean, all of these different things that we can that we've got right here. But with the cost of trying to do something like that, I mean, it would be a pretty much an exclusive community. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's hard.
Okay, I have $2 million. What business do I open this year?
Oh gosh, you know, I think my personal one that I think would be a good idea is a dirty soda drive-through. So in Utah, they have these places called Swigs. You know, Utah, they don't drink as much coffee. They got all the Mormons out there.
Right.
So they have these things called Swig, and I think they have another brand out there too, but I've been seeing all these like drink places, and not to compete with like a Dutch Bros, you know, that's a coffee place or a Starbucks, but places where you can get like a dirty soda. Like people I know go down to Sonic just for the drinks. The food's not that good at Sonic, but people love the combination of drinks. And so if you just did drinks, your margins on that stuff, you're selling sugar water, you know, and soda and all these different things.
You mean like a drive-through?
Like a drive-through, yeah. I mean, you think about when I used to go to these retail conferences, you see the chicken places and the car washes and all these places that are franchise models with huge, huge margins. I think dirty sodas, like a soda drive-through exclusively for drinks, but not coffee, but just drink-type stuff. I think that'd be
iced tea.
Iced teas, dirty soda. You ever heard of a dirty soda?
No.
They put like cream, heavy, half and half, into like a Coke.
or like coconut cream.
Yeah, they
or whatever.
Use coconut cream. I was just looking it up.
Coconut cream. There's a bunch of different ways.
Into what? Like a Pepsi
like
or
like
something?
A Pepsi or Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, vanilla, and coconut cream.
Yep, and lime and all this stuff. And I think people, I mean, it's hot here, right? You just want a big, huge 32-ounce dirty soda. I think that'd be awesome.
How much do they charge for those things?
Oh, you could probably charge like $8 or $9 or $10 for a big one. Oh, you know, and your cost of goods is probably like $1. I mean, it's so cheap.
Well, I wouldn't charge that much. I mean, well, maybe that's a problem. I don't charge it.
Yeah.
Much,
yeah.
Okay. So you heard it first here. A dirty soda.
Yeah. So if someone, you know, hey, it's all about execution, right?
$3.
$3?
Yeah. No, I could see that.
You could charge more than that.
Definitely you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about execution, though. You know, when I was in the startup world, ideas are a dime a dozen. It's all about execution. So
everybody, there's three types of people. One that can think, have the vision.
Yeah.
One that can put that vision into reality.
Yep.
And the third one is the person that can do both of those. That is the rare person.
That's the money.
There's the rare person. Okay. Well, Todd Jones, thank you very much.
Thanks, Carl. Always a pleasure.
I have to check something here, though.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I guess you owe me a beer.
I sure do.
Yeah, I guess
you
owe me a
beer.
I can't
tell you the last time I had a challenge coin in my pocket.
There you go. Well, you got one. I know you got one.
I do have one. It's in my truck.
Just like that. No, it's got to be on you.
Oh, shoot.
It's got to be on you.
I owe you a beer.
Been saving it all day.
Oh, my gosh. You carry that every day?
Oh, yeah.
You're a true marine.
It's because there's people like me.
Yeah, there are.
Because Lighty does.
Yeah.
And he will coin me in a heartbeat. So, and what we're talking about, if you have a challenge coin and you're with somebody that should have one, or you know has them, you just put it down on the table. And if they don't have it, they now owe you a beer or a dirty, what is it called?
Dirty soda.
A dirty soda. That's something to think about.
But. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Todd, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carl.
And you know what? We appreciate everything you do for our chamber, and we just keep growing, and we're just going to, you know, Reading is got a bright future.
Absolutely.
I think. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson joins us. And he's going to talk about the trip they made to Pineville.
Awesome.
To that medical school. And it's going to be interesting. So tune in tomorrow morning. Everybody else have a safe day out there with the rain. And God bless America.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.